That's Texas. I Wanna Love Her.
Phoenix FM with Keith Rogers, and we've got a guest this afternoon. We have occasional guests on the Drive Show, and today we've got Katie Milton, who's very much behind the music hall that's going to be staged on Sunday, the 28th of June, and that's going to be in Hornchurch at the Queen's Theatre. And it sounds like you've got a really interesting background. You know, before we start talking about the music hall, you yourself, I mean, you've kind of been involved in the business, as it were.
For years and years, yeah. Yes. 25 years ago, I did my first music hall at the Whitby Spa Theatre. Up in Whitby.
Oh, right.
And that's how I got my equity card.
You don't sound as if you're from that neck of the woods.
Well, I'm Wigan girl, actually.
Oh, are you?
Yes, I'm a Lancashire lass.
Yeah. So you got your equity card, and then what?
So then after that, I toured a lot with Danny LaRue and did dancing and singing with him for many years.
But always doing this kind of musical stuff?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes.
Danny LaRue.
Yes, he was wonderful.
We'll have to get you back to talk about that. We can't really talk about that today because we're talking about the musical. That sounds fantastic. You know, we'll have to expand on your time with Danny LaRue. And then what? Because Danny passed away, didn't he?
He did pass away. Yeah. So since then, I worked at Brick Lane Music Hall. I've worked all over the country.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah. In the East End of London.
Yeah, that's right. But I've been at the Queen's Theatre pretty much 10 years producing shows there. And Music Hall happened to be one of them. And it was the first show I put together. And it's all artists that I've known for 25 years.
You don't look as if you've been around for 25 years.
Well, that's very kind of you.
So you're a soprano, aren't you?
I am.
So did you go to music school or something?
I did. I started up as a ballet dancer, believe it or not.
Because you've got so many strings to your bow.
You have to make a living. But yes, I got injured about 10 years ago, so I carried on the singing. And I went to London Studio Centre, and some of our famous alumni are Essex's own Tamsin Althwaite. She went there as well, so she was sort of my contemporary out there. So I did lots and lots of singing, producing. I really wanted to know how the shows happened, actually. I didn't want to just go out there and sing. I wanted to know how they happened and who would come and do the shows.
So have you been involved in musical theatre as such at all?
Yes, we did. I've done musicals along the way, along with colleges and various other places. I did Chicago and Carousel, those types of things.
Right.
But my heart does go to music hall because it's been going for years. And, you know, from the first performance I ever did to now, it's just really brilliant to hear people singing along and having a great time. They come because they don't just want to be entertained, they want to take part and they want fun, and it's great.
And people still remember the songs. So I guess a lot of the songs that you sing are quite old, are they?
They are. I mean, My Old Man Said Follow the Van is so old, and I was telling someone the other day that was actually a social commentary on eviction. It's because, you know, dad's moved on and he's not paid the rent. Where's mom? You know, where is everyone?
Yeah.
So they went running after each other around the East End of London.
So what would be the sort of more recent, the most recent songs that you would perform in a musical?
You would probably go to, say, 1930s, something like
that. That would be the most recent.
So everyone knows Daisy Daisy. So it's kind of that.
Even people younger than me, I'm sure a lot younger than me, would know Daisy Daisy.
Exactly.
Give me your answer, David.
And maybe nursery rhymes are part of that. You know, maybe it all sort of joins in together.
Yeah. So you like getting in there and then getting everybody to kind of sing along.
You
encourage that.
We all encourage that. Every single one. The magician will probably get someone on stage. You always have a magician or a musician. We've got the fantastic John Rawnsley. John Rawnsley is a wonderful baritone, and you would recognise him from Quartet, the film.
Oh, yes.
That Dustin Hoffman directed.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, really.
And John was always singing Titwillow, Titwillow, and Michael Gambon in the end told him to shut up. It was a great scene.
You've got so many stories that you could tell. Can you come back every week and give us a different
I'd
story?
I'd love to. Why not?
So tell us what you're obviously in the show as well.
Yes,
are you producing the whole thing?
Yes, that's right. So, you know, the process is I get in touch with acts and we try and change people each time. We always have our resident chairman, Johnny Dennis, who's from the Leeds City Varieties, very famous music hall.
What was that show on? Was it the good old days it was called
that's
on television?
That's exactly it, yes.
Which
Leonard
everybody
Sachs
remembers.
Used to be the chairman.
That's the one.
And Leonard Sachs, you know, taught Johnny everything. He says this. Johnny says he taught me everything I know. So he's with us quite often, actually.
Was that scripted?
Not at all.
All right.
No, and that's the wonderful thing about the chairman. He has to read the audience and go with it. But people that come, they just tell box office if you've got a birthday or a really special occasion. Yeah. We'll shout that out for you from the stage.
It sounds a bit like these improvisational shows that they do, you know, where somebody says something and then another actor has to pick up on it and another actor picks up on that. Is it that
kind of. It probably was the first in pro show, wasn't it? Yeah. Probably. Yeah, it might have been.
So there's you and lead, you know, guide us through who you've got coming.
So there'll be a singer, Kay Carmen. She's coming along. She'll do some Mary Lloyd, which is my old man's Follow the Van. She's going to do
and
some.
And obviously, they dress for the period. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
What about the audience? Do they tend to dress up?
Now, audiences do bring lovely hats, and we have competitions and people, you know, for the best dressed person. So yes, please do bring your outfits. But yes.
Go on, you're
and
going
yeah,
to
so
the
Mary
list,
Lloyd,
yes.
You know, she'll do that. Gracie Fields, she'll do. So actually, that's 1940s. We've moved on a little bit. So yes, we are sort of bringing in a little bit of the sort of war songs as well. Peter John is a wonderful comedy actor. Now he has been coming to the Queen's for a very long time, and I don't think he's done the same character once in all that time. He's really, really talented. He writes a lot of his own acts himself.
So you say you've been working with a lot of these people for 25 years?
I have, yes.
That's amazing. Isn't it?
Yes.
Well, they must enjoy the experience because they keep coming back.
They do. Yes, I think it's a drug. I think it's what you do. You know. And as I said, we've all got our own costumes. We've all got the way we like to present ourselves. I've got really big crinolines, and I always go out into the audience afterwards, and we have a good chat about those and the lovely jewels that we wear. Yeah. So yes.
Tell you what, we'll have a bit of music and then chat a wee bit more. 'Cause baby, now we got bad blood. We got bad blood. That's Taylor Swift. It must be a special radio version, that, because on the official version, she's got a rapper singing with her, but he's not on that version. That's very interesting. Never heard a different version of... You could call it an unwrapped song, couldn't you, really? That's Bad Blood by Taylor Swift. We've got a guest with us today, Katie Milton, who's in the music hall at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch on the 28th of June. And we've been chatting about all sorts of things. We couldn't actually dwell on anything too long, because obviously the main subject is the musical. But we'll have to get you back to talk about Danny LaRue, for example. So, we didn't finish, did we, talking about who was going to be on the bill?
So, on the bill, so I mentioned Kay Carmen, so she's going to do the Mary Lloyd and the Gracie Fields.
Yeah.
We've got Peter John, who is a character actor, and he is wonderful, because he will tell you a story and sing the song, so it all makes sense, rather than just singing along and it's just all words, you know. We have John Danbury, he's a fantastic magician. We have the lovely, as I say, John Rawnsley, who from Quartet. I mean, he's a famous opera singer, he's been all over the world, and for us to get him to come to the Queen's is really, really fantastic.
Is that partly to do with the fact that you've worked so many times together before?
Indeed.
So there's history
there. Indeed, that's right. And he's a very good friend of Johnny Dennis, the chairman, as well.
Right.
So, you know, we all know each other, and we all want each other to have work and to go to new places. Yeah. So we've always helped each other in that kind of circuit to get work.
So, I mean, you all perform individually, I take it, at other events.
Yes.
So you will go and you'll go and sing somewhere by yourself?
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
What sort of events would you go to then?
So, well, we do all sorts of events. Yeah. We'll do music halls all over the place. I mean, a wonderful lady called Jan Hunt.
Is it always a musical that you would do, for example? Would you always be doing that?
Not at all, no, because I produce musicals, like songs from the shows as well at the Queen's. And we've got a really lovely foyer programme there, sort of jazz, comedy, musical nights. So I, with another set of colleagues, will do a sort of a night at the musical.
So how does that work? A foyer programme? How does that work?
Well, it's lovely. It's very Palm Court feel, you know. It's very informal. In fact, right now, there's a tea dance going on right now, a tea dance concert, and the Dawn Chorus come in, and it's a group of people who meet every week to have a good old sing, and they perform to the public, and it's for the Queen's Theatre, which is a charity.
Is this before they've actually gone into the main theatre?
No, it is the show. That is the show in the foyer. Yeah.
Why is it in the foyer?
Because we wanted to utilise all of the space. And in order to do that, rather than have an empty foyer in an afternoon, I wanted to sort of have it bright and, you know, cheery, and they can have afternoon tea, and they can come in and
I've never heard of that before, but what a great idea.
Yeah, well, I went there 10 years ago to sort of expand upon it, and I mean there was a point when I, you know, it was like if the space is there, we'll use it.
Yeah.
So we invite schools in, we invite the Havering College in, we invite Brentwood College, we invite people to come and do showcases, play readings. There's a professional comedy club, and we do other charity stuff as well. Like the tea dance today is also for St Francis Hospice. So
it sounds like there's not much you don't do, really.
No, that's true.
Yeah. So I mean, the songs that you personally perform, what's in your repertoire?
Well, one of my favourites that I'm doing this time is The Honeysuckle and the Bee. And it's a little tale of two lovers sitting in a beautiful garden. And I guess it's a euphemism for the guy being very shy and trying to ask her to marry her, and it's all done through the bee that comes to sit upon the vine. So it's that kind of, I think a lot of those songs were kind of veiled
stories. Do you know what the vintage is of this song, when it was written originally?
Gosh, Honeysuckle the Bee, I don't offhand, actually, but it's very, very old. Yeah.
Would I know it, or is it fairly obscure?
Well, I think you would know the chorus.
Right.
Yeah, you would. And it's like Joshua is another one. That's an Edwardian song. That's a song of unrequited love.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And I do sing a bit of opera as well, because with Kay doing the My Old Man and sort of more sing-along, I will do more of a soprano kind of thing.
So I'll have to try and come along to this show.
You must come.
I tell you what, you're selling this really well.
Come. No, I'd be delighted.
I'm sure there'll be people who are listening at the beginning thinking, musical? I don't really fancy musical. But now they're thinking, hey, this sounds...
It's great fun.
You're selling it really well.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you about the ages of the people who come along to see it. Is it mainly older people who come?
It is older people. I mean, I've been saying that, though, for 25 years. If you think about... 25 years there were older people, and they're still older people. Well, they're either still coming or we're all getting older.
They haven't all died off.
No, exactly.
Well,
but
really
I tell
strange.
You a wonderful thing. From the very first time I ever started this, seeing people bring in people from homes, Alzheimer's, dementia sufferers, to see them switch on as soon as they hear a song that means something to them, you can't pay for that.
That is amazing.
And that is why I do it.
Is that what happens?
Absolutely. You will just get carers and relatives saying, we've not seen that person illuminate for a very long time. We've just heard such and such a song, and that's just made our afternoon, just to see that person happy. Because, you know, it's a very difficult disease.
That's amazing. Have you had a chat to the Brentwood Gazette?
Not personally.
Tell you what, that's something I'm sure they'd pick up on. They'd love to give that a big headline.
I would love to do that. And I would also love to invite scientists, actually, as well, and just sort of see the reaction of people when they do hear these songs, and just see if it can even be, you know, scientifically approached. I think it would be a very good thing to do.
Yeah, there must be a local paper in the Hornchurch area as well, I guess.
Yes, well, there's Romford Recorder, of course, so I'm sure that Brentwood Gazette would do that.
I mean, immediately you said that about people who've got Alzheimer's, my ears pricked up, you know.
Yes.
That is a very interesting.
Well, I think that's why we should keep it going, because, you know, people, we mustn't forget these songs, and you know, and if it's going to help somebody just for a few minutes, just feel comfortable, because that's what a lot of that disease is about.
And the carers as well. Yeah. Think, my God, this is...
It's wonderful. Yes, I mean, that's the thing. It's the reaction of the carers and relatives who just say, this is wonderful. I mean, we will go to old people's homes and sing as well. We do a lot for the Not Forgotten Association, Veterans of War, and we'll go to those kinds of places and sing.
Katie, it's been great talking to you.
Well, thank you. It's been lovely to be here.
It's so fascinating. Because Katie and I didn't talk about anything before we switched the mics on, I didn't want to spoil anything, but I'll tell you what, it's been really fascinating.
Oh, well, I'm pleased. And, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. Let me just mention again the date of the Old Time Musical. It's Sunday, the 28th of June. We've checked the time, haven't we? It's 2:30.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what the capacity is at the...
It's 500, and we had a full house in January, so I want to see a full house this time.
You've had your instructions. Katie's given you your instructions. Thanks ever so much for coming
in. Thank you.